Finding the right bank for any loan can be daunting. Which bank is best suited for your individual needs? There needs to be a tender for loans, and this week we have one. Techonomics host Jason Middleton has that interview now.
Hello and welcome back, and thanks for listening. Volatility has creeped back into the stock markets as investors keep an eye on the Fed's interest rate proclivities. The 10-year bond yield did hit a 7-year high recently, too. But the credit market has held steady through this bull market and the occasional correction. That means banks have been finding good loan situations, but are borrowers finding the right banks?
Why does the bank need to know my name is Dean Tsoukas at this stage in the game?
Right.
They really don't.
No.
What they need to know is the bottom line of my financial statement kind of looks like this. The time at my job looks like this. My credit score looks like this. And the asset that I'm dealing with looks like this. That's enough. What is the name, and better yet, what is the gender, race, creed, color? What does that have to do with anything? All you should be looking at is what's my ability to repay. So we have anonymity.
Banks change their goals internally, but how are borrowers supposed to know that? How do you choose a bank for a loan? Proximity to your house or workplace? That seems arbitrary. A marketplace that matches borrowers with lenders who have similar goals? Now that's a service. Like Tinder, but for money. We have one such marketplace. Here we go.
My name is Dean Tsoukas, and I'm the CEO and founder of Magilla Loans.
All right, let's just start at the absolute beginning, creation story, okay? Magilla Loans, how did you land here?
My son goes to school in Sacramento at a school called St. Michael's. He's friends with a boy named Brock. Brock's dad is named Chris Meyer, who owns funeral homes, which the first time I met him, you know, he just didn't strike me as a funeral home owner. I don't know what a funeral home looks like, but I didn't think this is what they look like. And so he's a funny guy. We shared a common sense of humor. And one day he came to me and he was refinancing or purchasing, I can't even remember, one of his funeral homes. And he was talking about how he really wanted a way to avail himself of different banking options. Not as I need to get out of credit card debt or I need to refinance my car, but more from a businessman and a businesswoman's perspective. And he was asking me how I do it. And so here's a funeral homeowner asking his friend, and I'm a real estate developer. So between the two of us, we had combined 50 years of experience getting loans. And so we went out and we started canvassing the internet. And there were plenty of things out there, but none of them spoke to us in the throes of doing a business transaction. And so Chris mocked up a, you know, just a mock-up of something that he called Magilla. And he said, what do you think? And I said, hey, you know, give me the weekend. By Monday, I called Chris up and I said, hey, come to my office. And literally, I just opened up my Macintosh and that was it. That was Magilla.
How is your relationship with existing funding and lending institutions? Do you have a B2B relationship? Is it an adversarial relationship? How do you plug in?
It's definitely not adversarial. In fact, it was built at its outset to cater to banks. We are not a lender. And the goal was, how does Dean Tsoukas and Chris Meyer compare and contrast and get to FDIC-insured institutions?
So you're matchmaking. You've taken out the friction, a lot of it.
Yeah, on the search.
Yeah.
Even though we started with the Kayak, you know, cars.com example. About a month or two in, somebody else told us, oh, my God, you guys built Tinder for loans.
Right.
Now, of course, just like I'm old enough to remember when there was no internet, no cars.com, I'm also old enough to not have used Tinder to find my wife. So
right.
It was a total accident that we built a dating site.
Right.
I look like this, and I'm looking for a financial institution that has characteristics of this. And the financial institution is doing the same thing in reverse. Our financial institution does very well in the month of August 2018. We are actively seeking borrowers that look like this and assets that look like this. And what a lot of borrowers don't realize is those desires of financial institutions change. They're not static. They're a business just like everyone else.
Right.
And if you're kind of heavy on jumbo residential in the third or fourth quarter of 2018, that's probably not a wise place to go start.
Right.
If you're a jumbo homeowner.
Right.
But the problem is there's no way for the consumer to know that. There's no banner out front that says this is what our financial portfolio looks like as a financial institution.
You've got a robust search engine. You're America's search engine for loans. I've seen right here on your splash page. Fast, free, private. With free, how do you guys make money?
Subscriptions. So again, in the interest of reducing friction, that's what we're about every day at the office. And given our backgrounds, we didn't feel right charging a broker commission. We weren't brokers. I don't come from a brokerage background. From a business person's perspective, usually there's a fair number of brokers already involved in the transaction. When we built it, then we had to figure out how to monetize it. And so we thought if we charge a brokerage commission, then it's not really free, right? Because the borrower always pays. And I figured a business person would say, hey, I already got a broker. Why would I come to this unknown website called Magilla and do a search? And it says here that I have to pay a commission if the deal's done. It just didn't feel right to us. And so we took probably what some would consider a less lucrative approach, which is, well, we'll just do a software as a service.
Right.
It's a subscription, just like a phone subscription, a gym subscription. It was built for a large institution for the mothership of sorts to pay for the system. And then the mothership, with Magilla's help, can decide over time who in the Bay Area at a certain bank is the expert in jumbo loans. Who's the expert in home construction loans? Mm-hmm. Who's the expert in industrial loans? These banks are so big, sometimes, you know, oftentimes it's hard for them to even divine it.
Mm-hmm.
So as the consumer, it's certainly impossible. So you're going to call the 800 number and ask for what? An industrial loan specialist.
Right.
Well, how long do you think it'll take before you actually end up at the right desk? A week?
Could be.
Probably more.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a week for sure. Now, that's one bank. How are you going to compare four?
Right.
You're not. You just can't. You have a job. You don't have enough time. You can't just quit your job for a couple of weeks to go bank by bank.
Right.
Wait for a term sheet. Compare the term sheets. And then what? To get the term sheet, what do you have to do? Give them everything. So what did the bank tell you? Not much. Only that they're a bank. What did you tell them?
Everything.
Everything. Before you even know the capacity of their ability to lend to you.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Chris and I didn't think was necessary. This is not underwriting. Magilla is all about, here's enough information to make an informed decision about how relevant a conversation is between me and Bank X, Bank Y, and Bank Z.
What stage are you guys in right now at Magilla? Are you in customer acquisition? Are you looking more to lower costs or growth? Where are you?
Growth.
Okay.
It started 2.5 or so years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And in those 2.5 years, we've eclipsed, I think it's $6.6 billion of loans have come through this thing.
Outstanding.
In a what I would consider an extremely short period of time.
I would too, actually. So you've really, yeah, you hit a swing zone for sure.
We hit a nerve.
Yeah.
And the nerve is not a bad nerve because, again, this is not us versus banks. This is us facilitating banking relationships. We're not breaking them. We're facilitating them.
Right.
We're just helping the banks find the customers they want and having the customers find the banks they want.
Right on.
No one's losing here.
We're back to dating service.
Yeah. It's a dating site. And so basically, we are in growth mode. The vast majority of the loans are in California. We want to take what we've learned in California for business, home, and personal loans and expand to other states. The site does work as a 50-state product. It always has.
Mm-hmm.
And that was just two businessmen just letting morbid curiosity play out. You know, on all the other sites like Uber or some of these other sites you use, usually when you go there and you're in a city, they're not there yet. It says, check back with us. We'll let you know
right.
when we're here. Well, we didn't really, just because it was just the two of us, I never turned off the other 49 states.
Right.
So they're just kind of there.
It's a really cool proposition you've got here. The market opportunity is also very, very high. I would have to say, too, you got ramped up at that maximized amount of lending already, and you're would you say, what, 90%, 75 to 90%
California? 90 plus.
90 plus. Okay. So the build out's going to be amazing on this. Dean, well, thanks again for coming in studio. Appreciate it.
Absolutely.
That was Dean Tsoukas. He's co-founder and CEO of Megillah Loans. The company is a marketplace that matches borrowers online with lenders where both sets of goals are close to alignment. For a link to Megillah and for all of our sourcing we use on the show, please check out the show notes for this week. It lives online at KGORadio.com. Coming up after the break, taking medical and recreational marijuana to scale from Canada to California.
It's inevitable that these companies are keeping an eye on, obviously, the U.S., which is a much larger market, with a big focus on California being, you know, currently being the largest market in the world.
Low-cost and pesticide-free marijuana is next. I'm Jason Middleton, and this is Techonomics. Please stick around.